Welcome to Behind Numbers. Tyson Banker here with you for Week 11 review. Go through all the important happenings in Week 11 that helps us in the hobby make some great decisions. Just happy to be back with you guys from their show. Again, I really enjoy chatting football with you. Remember, you can follow me at numbers_behind. Happy to just have any conversation around cards. It's always a great time. Hobby's great for that, and I hope you are enjoying the information I'm getting for you guys. So start off the show. For week 11, just a couple of quick little injuries. Lamar Jackson missed the game last week with illness. He didn't play against the Bears. And that same game, Fields left with an injured ribs. So he's kind of questionable for their Thanksgiving game. CeeDee Lamb got a concussion for the Cowboys against KC. And he's unlikely for the Thanksgiving game. So a couple little hobby injuries to note. Obviously, it wasn't the game we wanted to see from Fields when he wasn't there. And he kind of got dinged up. But we'll kind of talk about his numbers in a bit. But all in all, just a pretty crazy week 11. A lot of week 11 things happening that are hobby and like important for the hobby. A lot of MVP movement, a lot of different things to consider because possibly a guy might be up for MVP that's not a quarterback, which could be something really interesting for the hobby. And we'll kind of get to that in a second. In terms of the review, let's just talk about some of the big games. I put for my title of the week as the Patriots are back on top in the division. It seemed like the Bills are way ahead in that division. It was just theirs, just hands down easily. And they're now no longer the leaders in the AFC East. And that goes a big, big tip of the hat to Mac Jones. That's huge for his rookie cards. That's huge for the Patriots in general. They're getting it done without Brady. Finally got a quarterback in there that can help them do the system they want to do. And they're being successful again. So, I mean, good for Patriots fan. You can't say they're all the way back, but they're here for now. And I put Seattle's toast. Can't believe Seattle lost at home to Cardinals without Murray. Without Hopkins, and they just couldn't get the win to kind of get off the deck after their bad game against the Packers. So Seattle's in a lot of world of hurt right now. There's going to be a lot of changes in that with that team in the offseason, so really pay close attention to that. A lot of hobby noise of that, as I talked about last week with Ty in terms of Russell Wilson's future. Obviously, Russell Wilson's a big player in the hobby, so we definitely have to monitor where he's going and who he plays for because it's going to matter. Let's kind of get through some of the games, though. We talked about New England. They shut out the Falcons on Thursday night. A very ugly Thursday night game, as usually you could say for Thursday night games. But they beat the Falcons 25-0. The defense was stout. Mac Jones did great, just being efficient. No turnovers, just being very, very sound offensively. So he had a great game. Dallas, you know, I lost my bet to Ty, so I have to pay up a blaster. I might have a little Bobby Witt he might want. So we'll see how that goes. But Dallas stumbled against KC. Overall, it was a really disappointing game just as a fan. 19-9, I thought it'd be more of an offensive game. I thought it'd be a very fun game to watch, but it was just kind of a very stagnant game. The offenses just weren't really getting going. Dak didn't play well. Mahomes didn't really play well. CEH came back. He looked pretty good, but overall, this game was just kind of, I'd say, lackluster in terms of expectation. But regardless, Kansas City got the job done. Dallas has a quick week with their Thanksgiving game against, I believe, the Raiders? I forget. Could they play the Raiders or somebody on Thanksgiving Day? Then that's probably, I would say it's one of the more surprisingly scores was how bad the Colts beat the Bills on the road. They beat them 41-19, I believe it was. And just Jonathan Taylor's had a massive game. He is the guy I'm alluding to in terms of possible MVP. He had 5 touchdowns, over 200 yards all purpose. We'll get to his numbers all the way through at the end and some more talk about him. But man, I'm excited that, you know, I kind of called it with Mike Geo saying that he might have 2,000 yards rushing, and he has a chance at it. I mean, it's going to take some work. He definitely has. I think he's averaged 145 yards a game here on out to get there, but 2,000 within reach, and that's a crazy number to get to for a running back, and he's close. So we'll get a little bit into the league leader stuff later in the show. Baltimore edges the Bears. Like I said, Lamar and Marquise Brown are out, so it's a big win for Baltimore getting a win without Lamar. So the Bears just kind of like the same old same. Just can't move the ball very well. It's just very stagnant. Dalton came in and moved the ball a little bit better. Give him a little bit of props for that. But, you know, A-Rob was out. It's just a pretty ugly game overall. Another really ugly game. Bears barely beat the Lions 13-10. Houston shocks. That's probably the shocker of the week. They shocked Tennessee behind Tyrod's legs. I think it's pretty hilarious that Tennessee's last two losses have been between all those great wins over KC, Buffalo, the Saints, the Colts. They lost to the Jets and the Texans for their last two losses. It's just crazy how the NFL works. Definitely, it's very unpredictable, that's for sure. Green Bay falls to Minnesota on the road thanks to Jefferson's big day. Rodgers was great as well, though. I mean, it's just a great game. It's back and forth. Minnesota's kind of had the ball at the right time at the end and got the win. Tua of Miami beat the Jets like they should, 24-17. Kind of solid day for Tua overall. Pretty good numbers. Him and Waddle are getting going, which is nice. Hurts and the Eagles shred the Saints. Saints, like, Hurts was great with legs. I think he had 3 rushing touchdowns, I believe, that game. Just really good game for the Eagles. I think an interesting stat as well is Hurts is, I believe, the third most rushing first down conversions of all players in the league, which is a very interesting stat. Still worried about his arm talent, still worried about the passing, but he's getting it done with his legs. And if he can do that, he might be able to kind of give him a little bit more time as a starter to develop as a passer. Because if he can get it all together, he's got a really big upside. I've seen a lot of posts lately for people looking for high-end Hurts and just trying to kind of get in on him now, which you have the opportunities there. Definitely opportunities there. Washington gets 2 in a row, upsets the Panthers on the road with Cam playing well for Carolina. Cam played pretty well. CMC looks good, kind of getting back in the rhythm of things. But at the end of the day, Washington kind of just made the right plays at the right time and got that win. 49ers, easy winner of the Jags. Jimmy G played well. I don't know what to say about the Jags. The Jags are just the Jags at this point. Even with getting the first overall pick, probably one of the best prospects since Andrew Luck. They can't even get anything going offensively. It's pretty ridiculous. So really hoping they make some changes there. Bengals are impressive road win against Vegas. Mixon looked great. Mixon kind of let it. Chase, 1 more touchdown, up to 8 on the year for him. He's in the top 6 in the league in touchdowns right now, Chase is, overall. As I said, Seattle just kind of falling downhill, dropped to 3-7 after losing the Cardinals. Pete Carroll left his press conference a little early. He was pretty upset for him, which just takes a lot. He's a pretty easygoing guy. So definitely things, like I said, things aren't going good in Seattle. Things are rough right now. Chargers hang on late behind Herbert's big day. 41-37. Eckler chips in 4 TDs himself. So he's a huge fantasy killer for people. And Herbert looked great as well. Steelers have just kind of been the Steelers. They show signs of life. And Big Ben then kind of looks like a really old Big Ben. But overall, Steelers are going to have a chance. They always have the system and the defense and different players to make every game be tougher teams. So I think the Steelers are still someone to watch down the stretch. And then just finished up here, Tampa Bay took care of the Giants pretty easily. 30-10. Daniel Jones looked quite dreadful. Probably one of the worst picks of the year on a screen pass where he's thrown away. Somehow he just threw it right to defensive lineman for Tampa Bay, who was just actually sitting on the ground. So Daniel Jones is definitely not getting to where we wanted to go. If you have any Daniel Jones cards, you know, it's the Giants don't have the great system either. You know, we've kind of seen what Garrett could do with the Cowboys for so long. Very vanilla offense, very predictable offense. And I just think that Daniel Jones have a tough time making any strides forward if they continue to kind of stay with that mindset offensively. And I like Jason Garrett. I think he's a great guy. Just I don't think he's got it for the offensive mind in terms of the offensive coordinator in the league. Through the rookie production, Trevor Lawrence, 16 of 25 for 158. His yards per completion was up 6.3, 3 for 23, but still not a stat line you want to see. You want to see him start getting, you know, some better stats soon, or else obviously there will be some more concern. Again, I'm still more worried about the system than I am worried about Lawrence. Mac Jones, 22 of 26, 207, 1 TD and 1 pick. Sorry, he did have 1 turnover. Zach Wilson still not playing yet. Fields left with 4 for 11, 79 yards, left with injured ribs. Trey Lance didn't play. Chase was only 3 for 32 for 1 TD, so kind of a mild day, but got the TD. Devonta, another solid start, 4 for 61. Jalen Waddle, 8 for 65, and then 1 carry for a touchdown. Pitts, 3 for 29 and 5 targets in the shutout when they got shut out. Najee, 12 for 39, 1 TD, 5 catches for 20 yards. He actually looked like he might have had a concussion and also had a pretty bad, like, little knee twist that looked bad when you watched it live, but he got up and was fine, unfortunately, so good for him. Javonte's on bye. These guys aren't playing. St. Brown, 4 for 18. Tony played tonight. I think I didn't get his final numbers before I started recording here, but he's about 5 or 6 for like 40. Didn't break anything. He actually had a pass. It was actually pretty great, really good pass. But the guy just missed, got tangled up with the defender. But Tony does look really explosive, makes a lot of guys miss. So definitely watching him for kind of a nice little cheap buy low. Rashad Bateman, 3 for 29. Micah Parsons, another 2 sacks and a forced fumble, even in a bad game for Dallas. So again, he's racking up the sacks for his first year. Ramondre Stevenson, 12 for 69. And Elijah Moore has been getting a lot of looks lately. 8 for 141 in a touchdown with Flacco. Really good game for the rookie for the Jets at receiver. A couple of hot and cold players just to mention in terms of his big games. We'll start with the cold, the bad. Dak was 28 for 43 for 216 and 2 picks. A real bad game for Dak in a kind of a, you know, game of the week type setting. So you don't like to see that. Josh Allen was 21 for 35 for 209, 2 touchdowns and 2 picks. Again, just the Bills, I just can't figure them out. They were just look so strong. The defense looked like they were right in the top defense in the league. Just kind of ready for the offense just to click and that team just to be unstoppable. And they've been working backwards. Like I said, they lost to the division lead. Allen's not playing great. 20-3-5, that's, you know, less than 60% there. So all in all, the Bills are a little bit concerning right now. DK 4-31 on 8 targets. Again, he's just not meshing with Wilson very well. And then Wilson himself also was on the cold list, 14-26 for 207 with no touchdowns. So like I said, things are just not looking good in Seattle at this point. For hot players, got to lead off with Jonathan Taylor. 32 carries for 185, 4 touchdowns, 3 catches for 19, another touchdown for 5 total TDs. Just a monster day. He was in, God dang it. He was in close to 50 points in most fantasy leagues, so just really carried people to victory for sure. Justin Jefferson, definitely on the hot list, 8 for 169 and 2 touchdowns in the win over the Packers. Aaron Rodgers on the other side of that game, 23 for 33, 385 and 4 touchdowns, a big game for him. And then Herbert, almost 500 yards of total offense with 30 for 41, 382, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick, 9 rushes for 90 yards. He actually used his legs quite a bit in that game, some pretty big runs down the stretch. But Herbert definitely shelled out for sure against Pittsburgh in a really key game for the Chargers to get things turned around. So some league leaders I thought was kind of interesting. There's definitely kind of, whenever you kind of pull the league leader list, there's always some interesting names, like Mark Ingram's 4th in rushing right now, which I think is crazy. You know, you got guys like Debo Samuel you didn't expect to see. Just really interesting when you see the league leaders, things actually get stacked up, you know, about through 11 weeks, a lot of surprises. So let's kind of go through some of those. I think it's important for the hobby. Jonathan Taylor is a leading league rusher right now, 1,122 yards on 193 attempts and 13 touchdowns. Just for context, Derrick Henry, when he got injured, he's at 219 carries already. So he had 26 more carries right now. He has 26 more carries than Taylor still. And now Taylor's almost 200 yards ahead of him in rushing. So Taylor's doing a lot with less volume than Henry. And Henry was at 10 TDs, and now you have Taylor at 13. So just kind of crazy to see how much, not as much volume, but he's getting a lot of output for Taylor right now. He's really performing well. Taylor needs 146 yards a game on the way out to get 2,000, if that's reachable. I mean, 146 is not impossible. Obviously, it's take a lot, but he had 185 last week against a good defense. So if Colts can keep this going, they can give him 2,000. It's definitely doable. Nick Chubb, I thought was really interesting on the list. He's 3rd in the league in rushing, and he has missed, I think, 3 or 4 games. So that's pretty impressive for Nick Chubb to be that good and that high with how much he's missed. Just kind of shows how good of a runner he is and how valuable he is to the Browns. Again, Cooper Kupp's leads the league in receiving yards and touchdowns right now, all three categories. And what I thought was the most fascinating point about the receiving stats was that Tyreek Hill is 1 reception behind Cooper Kupp's, but he's 200 yards behind him. So you think about Tyreek and his game and that deep ball that hasn't been there for KC this year. And it's really apparent in those stats that Cooper Kupp's 200 yards ahead of him on one more catch. And so that means Cooper Kupp's got a way better yards per catch percentage. I know Tyreek does a lot of stuff behind the line of scrimmage, but Tyreek's had those 80-yard bombs and all that air raid KC stuff. It's just not happening. You can really see it in those numbers, even though Tyreek's having a good year reception rise. Justin Jefferson is 4th in the league in receiving right now. Debo is also 2nd in the league in receiving, having a great year. Mahomes leads the league in passing, but hasn't had his bye yet. So we'll see how that kind of kicks out after he has his bye next week. And then Tom Brady is the lead in passing TDs for right now. So just a couple league leaders, I think, that are stuff that we want to pay close attention to for the hobby. I think a lot of those guys are guys that we're collecting. We were on Taylor preseason as a buy. We're on Kupp as a buy. Jefferson as a buy. So it's good to see those guys that we're high on start the season doing well. So hats off to us. My 5 takeaways to kind of close out here. Again, apologize. Still kind of, I don't know, fighting this cough a bit, so my voice is still not fully there, but I did want to still get you guys some good content today. Again, just want to mention my sponsor, Queen City Breaks. Avery Harris, the guys who do a great job with their breaks. They're great community guys with their members. They want to have good people in there. They want to hang out and, you know, open up cards together. So definitely check them out. Mention behind the numbers, you get $10 off your first break with them. So make sure to do that. Take advantage of that discount. My 5 takeaways of the week. Bills aren't the dominant team we thought they are. This is bad for Josh Allen because, I mean, it really hurts his MVP status. His team's not even leading their division. So right now, that's why I think Jonathan Taylor is a position. This just really hurts Josh Allen's MVP status because, obviously, with the MVP, the team's going to have great success and be kind of one of the top teams in the league. And right now, the Bills aren't at this point because they're not even leading their division. If Brady stumbles at all anymore, if he loses a couple more games and Stafford, the Rams, lose a couple more games, I mean, Jonathan Taylor has a legitimate shot. If that Colts really turn this around and maybe end up taking that division over, they have a chance. They do have a chance. He has a chance for MVP. I think he does. So definitely keep that in the back of your mind. And I kind of just already went over my takeaway three, which I think Jonathan Taylor should be higher than MVP right now. I think, you know, he was last update with Ty, he was like 11th. I think he should be about three or four right now in terms of what he's been doing. So kind of keep that in mind. Offenses across the board have been stagnant this year. I don't know what's going on, if defense has adjusted, but KC hasn't been the same. Dallas has been hit and miss. The Bills have been hit and miss. Cincinnati's been hit and miss. Like all these teams, it's just like some games it's 500 yards, some games it's 300. It's just there's really not much consistency offensively this year. It's been really interesting to watch from a fantasy football perspective. So with that, it's kind of made things, you know, like when the guys like Jonathan Taylor are really being consistent, really valuable for not only fantasy, but for his card value, because you can count on him. He's getting the volume, he's getting touchdowns, and his team's starting to win. So something to pay attention to for sure. Takeaway four, I really hope that Lawrence and Fields get a coaching change, because that's their only hope right now long-term. We can't put everything on the coaches. We can't do all this stuff, because I'm not going to say Fields and Lawrence have been playing well. It's just their systems, like the things I'm seeing in terms of their reads, and it just doesn't look good. They don't look comfortable. They don't look like they're getting the positions to be successful, and that's really important for the quarterback position. And I really feel if we are going to be investing in Fields and Lawrence, we're all wanting a big coaching change for both those franchises, and I hope there is. And I would say it's a strong shot there will be. I'm surprised that Urban made it past his, we'll say, scandal or whatever you want to call it. And my last takeaway is, you know, it's hard not to say, but the Cardinals are the best team in the league. I mean, they're 8-2. They've won. They're 2-1 without Kyler, and they're going into a bye right now. And they get Kyler and hopefully Hopkins back. They're going to be full steam ahead, 8-2. Haven't lost a division game. I think there's probably an argument for the Bucs. There could be an argument for the Rams. But right now, I just think it's pretty straightforward that the Cardinals are the best team in the league. So. Why don't you guys leave in the comments who you think the best team in the league is, and who are some guys you're picking up? I want to hear what you're picking up, what guys you're buying, guys you're chasing, whether it's, let's say, we can open to fantasy or we can open it to cards. But, you know, for me, cards-wise, obviously Jonathan Taylor still, I think he's still way undervalued as running back. He should be up in that top 3-4 tier with Dalvin Cook and Kamara. I think that Justin Jefferson still is a guy that's just going to have a long, great career receiver. A lot of volume. He's doing a lot of, you know, Moss type things in Minnesota that he did the first couple of years. So definitely some guys I'm looking at. But either way, Thanksgiving this week. I'm going to try to get a quick show for you guys on Thursday. It's not Thanksgiving here, so I'll still be working. But I'll have a football in the background. Have some good turkey. Enjoy your family. And again, thanks for checking out the show. And be sure to follow me at numbers_behind. I'll talk to you guys on Thursday.